Fear over more migrants grows. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. There's been bipartisan concern that plans by the CDC to lift Title 42 next month will add to the record numbers of migrant crossings at the southern border. Fox's Casey Stego is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
As we are down here, we meet new people from the community who have big concerns about what is going on right here in their backyards. And a little further down the river here in Eagle Pass, there is a 500-acre pecan farm, and it just so happens to begin where the border wall ends. The owner tells us that the last 6 months have just been insanity on his property. Migrants crossing the river and being apprehended at all hours of the day and night. Border patrol agents consistently traverse his land.
Border officials predict at least 18,000 migrants daily when Title 42 ends. The Biden administration also under criticism for the rising consumer prices. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman.
This is not related to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. If you look at the consumer price index increase from February of last year to February of this year, it's 10%. This is a phenomenon brought on by the Biden administration.
Whitman on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. The rapid price increases are prompting concerns about a possible recession. Ukraine's foreign minister calls the situation in the port city of Mariupol dire and heartbreaking. Dmytro Kuleba tells CNN Russia's continued attacks there could be a red line that ends all efforts to reach negotiated peace. He says the city effectively doesn't exist anymore. More stormy weather is expected this week in Northern California after a storm brought several feet of snow to the Sierra Nevada and rain to parts of the San Francisco Bay Area. The seven-day snow total topped 3 feet in some mountain areas. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Spanish police have detained a fishing boat they say was carrying nearly 3 metric tons of cocaine south of the Canary Islands. Police intercepted the 65-foot-long vessel Wednesday, more than 500 miles south of the Spanish archipelago in the Atlantic Ocean off of West Africa. A survival story in Texas after a young girl was found alive following a devastating tornado.
A 6-year-old girl was found unconscious and dangling upside down from a tree after a tornado ripped through her family's mobile home in Salado in central Texas this past week. Miriam Rios and her family were inside their trailer on Tuesday when the twister hit, with wind speeds reaching up to 165 miles per hour. The gusts carried Miriam hundreds of feet from the family residence, which was destroyed with only the foundation remaining. The 6-year-old suffered the most severe injuries, but her mom, Vanessa Rios, suffered a miscarriage. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News.
As Christians celebrate this Easter day, Fox's Tanya J. Powers takes a look at the holiday.
Many Easter traditions can be traced back to Christian observances like Lent, as well as the Jewish holiday of Passover and the Last Supper. It also includes non-religious celebrations like Easter egg decorating, egg hunts, and the Easter bunny. So why does Easter move around on the calendar? It follows the Gregorian calendar, which means it always falls on a Sunday between March 22nd and April 25th. Usually falling on the first Sunday after the first full moon occurring on or after the spring equinox. For the next 2 years, get ready to celebrate Easter a little earlier. It's on April 9th next year and March 31st in 2024. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Monday is tax day, the federal deadline for individual tax filing and payments. The IRS says it will receive tens of millions of last-minute filings electronically and through paper forms. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.